All right, we heard from Josh Harris, about a half-hour press conference, season-ending press conference, and they got right to the name. Here's what he said, and we'll play it back a little bit later on in the show, but Chris is working on that. But I just kind of transcribed it exactly. But those of you that heard it, and I see the reaction for sure. We are focused on winning football games. As far as the name goes, we're focused on winning football games, fixing up Ashburn, the stadium, engaging with the community. And then he said, which was the first, you know, definitive thing that he has said about the name since he took over as the owner. And then he came back later on in the press conference to make sure, after a good question by Stephen Wino from the Associated Press, made sure that, you know, he was even more emphatic about it. But he said at the top, "And now in this building, the name Commanders means something. It's about players who love football, who are great at football, hit hard, great teammates, are mentally tough. That name is growing in meaning." But then he said, "But as far as rebranding, you're going to see us head back to honoring our past and bringing it together with our future." There was nothing specific about that. That's obviously intriguing, and that would deal with perhaps things like uniforms, et cetera, logo, et cetera. But pretty clear, isn't it, and wasn't it, that the success of the team this year has diminished significantly, if not taken completely off the table, a name change. He also, when asked by Stephen Wino from the Associated Press later on, was asked, "Is it fair to say that you're moving forward with the name?" And he said, "Yes, it's been embraced by everyone in this building." And then he said, quote, "We're going with it," closed quote. Interesting that in both answers, he focused on the people in the building rather than the fan base and what their desire is. I think they understand what the desire is. And again, I think it's very complicated. And they had this success, and they had great success, and they are more likely than not going to try to do something with the branding, the uniforms, the old logo, whatever that means, however that manifests itself. As somebody just tweeted me, and I think it's well put, as for now, the path of least resistance, and it as a way to sort of appease some of the demand for significant change. But it doesn't require a massive overhaul and undertaking that I'm sure would be incredibly costly as well. We've known forever that Redskins was not going to return. And now we know as of today, February 3rd, exactly, by the way, 3 days and a day after we got this travesty of a name and an associated brand, 2222, that it ain't going anywhere. Not the name anyway. We'll see on some of the other things. Look, from my standpoint, of course I'm disappointed. I would love to have heard something different. I certainly wasn't expecting to hear something different today. I am a little bit surprised that we got as much as we got today, because this is the first time we've gotten him to legitimately address it. And he addressed it pretty emphatically. All right. The Commanders means something now in that building. It means something with players. It means something about the player makeup. You know, when he says it's players who love football, are great at football, hit hard, great teammates, mentally tough, that name has grown in meaning. And I think that the success of the team this year certainly makes it easier for them to move on from that issue and all of the complexities that they would face in trying to change that issue. And I'm sure part of the strategy is to do something with the brand, the uniforms, logo, etc., to kind of appease the part of the fan base that wants a name change. Whether or not that'll work, I have no idea. Based on the reactions on YouTube to this news, but you can't judge on social media. Social media is so not real reflective of anything. Whether it is shut up and stand down, Commanders is great, or I'm done with this thing, HTTR. Regardless of what the reaction is, it's not reflective of any kind of significant, you know, audience size that would push them over the top. They have a lot of the data. You know that they have thought about this for a while. They did an internal survey. They had market research done, which included the name stuff, and 63% came back and said they wanted the name to change. But that was also before the season started. So they may have new data that suggests that that number has decreased to a point where it's not worth the squeeze. That's always the thing in any of these kinds of situations is, as my good friend Tom Lavero would say, is the juice worth the squeeze? And they understand financially what kind of risk they would be taking or what kind of risk they're taking not doing something about it. And for the time being, it's clear they believe it's worth taking that risk. I would suggest that given the financial results this year, you know, look for things like selling out next season. They've got 8 home dates next season. We won't know, you know, when those games are scheduled for and what time they're scheduled for. I would bet at least 2 to 3 home games at night, though, in prime time. We won't know that until May. But I would certainly think, based on this answer that he's given, that they believe they will sell out that stadium next year. That they did enough this year, name withstanding, to at least sell out and maybe even create a waiting list for season tickets. At this point, I think it would be surprising if they didn't do that, especially with one of the lowest capacity stadiums in the NFL. And I would certainly think on all of the other revenue that they are expecting and have already seen an increase. Clearly, they've seen an increase. And so they believe that year two of another great year, that it will take hold even more. They might be right. They might be right. There was not any kind of specific follow-up on what he said when he said, quote, but as far as rebranding, and then I'm paraphrasing the rest of it, you're going to see us head back to honoring our past and bringing it together with our future. That was the name is growing in meaning inside this building. We're sticking with it. We're going with it. But as far as rebranding, I can't tell you specifically what that means other than what I've been saying for many months now, which is if they don't change the name, at the very least, I think we'll get something associated with the brand, uniforms, etc., to change back to something that resembles the team we all grew up with and rooted for. All right, Ben Standing is scheduled to join us, but if you want to jump on the phones right now, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. There was so much about the stadium, too. I thought it was very interesting when Eric Flack from Channel 9, you know, asked him about, you know, the call to Schumer, the call to Maryland to back off, the call to Schumer to get it done at 2:15 in the morning when they got it done. Because I thought for a moment that might be a bit of a problematic answer on, you know, for him, because how do you go back to Maryland and cut a deal? But he gave a great answer. And by the way, I thought he was outstanding during the press conference and quick on his feet with a lot of the answers that he gave when he said, look, the goal was just to get D.C. to the table because they weren't at the table. And that benefits them. You know, if you're just negotiating with Maryland, because I don't know whether or not there's an actual legitimate opportunity in Virginia, well, you've got no leverage. And by the way, you're already where you are. You already own the land, etc. Getting D.C. to the table is important. And as he said, and you know, indicated, all of our surveys indicate that this is where the fans want it. So, all right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What do you think on what he said? I know a lot of you are going to want to weigh in on the name. That's fine. By the way, in terms of some of the football stuff, it's exactly what I would have preferred. You know, there's not, you know, there's an expectation now that they've arrived somewhere, but he started off by, you know, saying exactly what I thought he would say, which is thanking everybody for an incredible season. And he joked about, you know, kind of how he expected it all along, but of course he didn't. I see all of you are like, who cares what the players and the building thinks? It matters what outside the building thinks. I hear you on that. I do. But, you know, they have more information than we do. And I'll tell you, one of the big pieces, and I've emphasized this for a while now, is just the cost and the cost-benefit analysis and whatever they would come up with, having to deal with not everybody being pleased either. You know, if this was an easy move back to Redskins, if that was something they could do, you know, and could do it seamlessly without, you know, what went with it before, then I think that would have been an easy answer the moment they took the team over. But that was never a possible answer. Look, bottom line is, you know, I would love for the name to change. You guys know how I feel. I don't have nearly as much emotion tied into this as I used to, but that started even before the name. And after the name, felt even more distant from this franchise, like many of you. But I'd like to see what they're going to do with the rebrand part of this. When he said, you know, but as far as rebranding, that seemed to be a different answer. Let's see. You know, you bring back the logo and the helmets with the old uniforms, or you bring back the old uniforms, you use the logo occasionally. However that would work, I don't know. But it would be better than nothing. That's for sure. And like I've, you know, said for so many years now, I have no idea how I'm going to feel if they just keep winning. I felt somewhat more attached this year, but not fully. All right, phone calls next. Ben Standing will join us. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980 and the Team980.com.